Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We've been ministering this week on a message I've entitled The Delight of the Lord, and we looked at a statement that David made to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28:9. He said to Solomon, "Know thou the Lord thy God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee." Praise God. And so, as we also looked at what Jeremiah had to say, he said, "Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me." This is where our real rejoicing and excitement and adventure enters into our lives, when we fully understand that the most wonderful, exciting, tremendous blessing of our Christian walk is that we understand and know the Lord. It is a revelation that's ever increasing day by day. It's new insight, it's new understanding, it's a new interpretation of perhaps a passage we never looked at before in a way that the Holy Spirit is revealing. It's an ongoing, ever enriching, ever enlarging experience in with God. And so this is what we can rejoice in. It's not boring, or shouldn't be. It's always a growing. It's an adventure. We're always moving to higher ground. So we can glory in this, that we understand and know the Lord. And praise God, we can say this today. Tomorrow, we'll be able to have even greater understanding, and the day after that, because it's an onward progression. I doubt all of the eternity of eternities, we will never fully understand the Lord, except that we will be a constant a time and experience of discovery. I believe that. We won't ever get bored. I'm pretty confident of that. And so we have to understand that God has a plan for us in our own individual lives, and we will be blessed as we learn to not only love Him, but love the Word of God. And as James said, apply it to our own lives, that we will not be deceived. Because if we only hear it and then don't apply it, we deceive ourselves. And Jesus wants us to walk in the liberty of that truth, for you know the truth will set you free. 1 Corinthians 1:9 states, "God is faithful, through whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, brothers, sisters, do you think God would call us into fellowship with his Son if we were anything but redeemed saints? Oh, the Holy Spirit's always working to bring in those who are far off, to bring in those who don't know Christ, but He's called us into fellowship. It's one thing to come into a relationship, but fellowship means that implies an ongoing, day-by-day in relationship and intimacy that is developed through the course of time. We're not servants. Jesus said, we're no longer servants, we're friends, and we do not practice sin. None of us are perfect. Paul spoke about that terrible battle that occurs between the spirit man and the carnal man. "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? The things I don't want to do, I do. The things I want to do, I don't do." We've all experienced that. That's the tension between what are the body, the sin nature that still dwells in our mortal body, and the new man, the spirit man, who delights in righteousness after the image of Jesus. We delight to do the will of God because He's written those commandments in our heart. And so We have been given a glorious word from heaven. John 1 and 12 states, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name." Beloved, do you realize what that means? And as you read the word of God, we understand in the first chapter of Revelation, we have been made kings and priests unto our God. We will judge angels. We will rule and reign with him in the ages to come. We may not understand all that that entails, but we know from the word of God, we're just not going to be, you know, sitting on clouds and playing harps. There is active, joyous service involved in whatever the glories are that await us in eternity. We don't know. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Isn't that exciting to contemplate? But beloved, God wants you, we're in training right now. He wants you to start learning the things as much as you can in this life, till the time of the rapture or till the time you go by means of the grave. That's true of every one of us. I've heard stories of people who have, you know, they've died, they've gone to heaven, and instruction goes on there in heaven. And depending on how much they have learned of God, how much they've applied the word, they still, there are lessons to be learned in paradise. And so as much knowledge as we can gain now, the sooner we can get through whatever instruction is necessary. For those, perhaps someone who had a deathbed experience in Christ, they obviously don't know much about the God they gave their heart to. And so it only makes sense. God's a God of decency, a God of order, a God of law. As for God, his way is perfect. Beloved, you can improve on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, in Christ, we have a new position. We have a position of sons. We've been grafted into the vine. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are part of God's family. We have, the wonderful thing is we have fellowship with our Heavenly Father. We have fellowship with Jesus, his Son. And we have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We have fellowship with the Word. Jesus is the living Word. He's the Logos of God, the living Word. Matthew 4:4 reads, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Those are the words Jesus quoted to Satan in the wilderness. After his 40 days of fasting, the devil tried to test him, tempt him, to get him to change those stones into bread. He was naturally very hungry. But he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Is that amazing? In other words, in him we live and move and have our being. The very word of God, every word, what did Jesus say? He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." His word is our life. The more we grow in God, the more we learn to love his word. We'll be able to say, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." And beloved, God wants us to feed on his word, to meditate on his word until we can feel his presence and experience his power in our lives. And if we will do this, when problems come along, when crises happen, when life's difficulties surround us, we then can face them without fear. Revelation 12 and 11 proclaims, "And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Obviously, the word of their testimony, that's what they're declaring, that's what they're confessing. But who's the him in this verse? What is this verse in Revelation speaking about? Well, beloved, if you don't know, verse 9 says it is the old serpent, the devil, or Satan. We overcome demonic forces. We overcome spiritual warfare by the blood of the Lamb, by applying the blood of the precious Lamb of God, and by the word of our testimony, by quoting the very word of God. Hallelujah. You know, we need more than what? Positive thinking, possibility thinking. We need more than motivational seminars. We need our minds anointed as well as our hearts. The Apostle John, writing in the power of the Holy Spirit, said in John, the 20th chapter, verse 31, "But these are written, these words that I'm writing," John says, "that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Life through his name. Think about that. Even say it with me. Life through his name. That Greek word for our English word for life is zoe, meaning to live, life, alive, lively, quick. And oh, beloved, if we could but realize that the living word lives in us. If we've accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God dwells within us, that wonderful comforter, that instructor, that teacher we have, and we have become new creatures. We've been adopted into the family of God. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And through Jesus Christ, we have the ability to let go of the past and be what God has called us to be. I have to stop right here because some of you, the Lord is just quickening. You are in the past. The enemy keeps bringing up stuff that occurred in the past. The problems you've had, the conflicts with people, and I trust you have forgiven them. But right now, Father, we come to you, and Father, I take authority over the bondage and work of the enemy to keep your beloved in the realm of the past. Father, I cut those ties, I cut those shackles that would hold them bound to the past. Father, the past is under the blood of Jesus, but I pray, Father, you will bring them into the reality of the present. Lord, you are a God of the present. I am that I am. And I pray, Father, for whoever who is being distressed and disturbed this way, Father, that you will bring them into a reality, into a power, into anointing of this present moment, that you are with them to save them, to deliver them, and to bring them into the fullness of your plans for their lives. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Well, I seem to be going very slow through this message, but that's all right. I want God to have his way. I love you. I thank you for joining me. I do ask for your prayers and know that I pray for you, my listening audience, every day, whether you've written or not. And of course, my dear UCM family, I thank God for you. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for writing. I thank you for your financial support. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.